Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Very excited to talk to our next guest. This guy is the IBF Super Middleweight Champion of the world. Just put on a hell of a performance against Caleb Truex this past week. He's Sweet Hands, Caleb Plant. Jam, thank you for the time this week, man. Really appreciate it. I know it's busy for you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
How does one celebrate kicking ass like that and keeping his belt? What did you get to do anything in these crazy times to celebrate that kind of a win?
No, you know, being in the bubble right after the win, you just get on back to the hotel and, you know, we rested up and came on home the next day. So just got a good night's rest and, you know, came on home. Nothing spectacular, nothing special.
It was wild watching that fight because Fox is a thing on the broadcast where, like, they do scoring counts live of punches, and just watching the type of blowout you were putting forth on Truax was pretty nuts. Like, did you feel that as it's going on? Like, are you always wary? Did you have a moment in the fight where you're like, I got this guy, I got him figured out, and you felt like it was going to be a pretty good night's work?
Well, I kind of felt like that going in. You know, he's a former world champion. He's upset at people before. He's got a lot of experience. But, you know, I just felt like going into this fight, you know, me and my team, we had studied well, and I kind of felt like I knew what he would present. You know, I was a little disappointed I couldn't get the knockout. I kind of hurt my hand earlier on in the fight. Felt like it made me hesitant at times. So, you know, I stuck to boxing well. And like you said, pitched a shutout. So now it's on to bigger and better.
How is the hand? Is it?
It's good. It's good. I'm going to get an x-ray here shortly just to make sure, you know, everything's good. Everything's intact. And but like I said, I'm just ready to move on to bigger and better, a third successful title defense, and on to the next.
Yeah, man. I know a lot of fans want to see you get in there with Canelo Alvarez. Now, you were kind of like mentioned when he was looking for that late, like 2020 opponent. You were kind of in the rumor mill there for a little bit to face him. Was any of that stuff legit? Was it close? Did you feel like you had a chance? What was the background on that?
You know, like me, or like most other super middleweights, you know, just felt like that the timing was a little bit off, you know, with 5 weeks until that fight, which is only four training weeks, you know, he felt like he's the pound for pound best, you know, why would he want to give, you know, his opponent, you know, half a camp. So, felt like it would be time to, you know, be patient, be smart, and, know that it'll come back around. And, you know, hopefully here I know he's got, something on his plate, but, you know, hopefully later on in the year we can get that fight going.
It's coming down here, man. He's going to be down here in just a few weeks at Hard Rock Stadium. You know, we don't get a lot of big boxing matches down here, so it is cool to have Canelo down here. But that should be a good little vacation. You should do a celebratory vacation. You come on down to Miami. It's not like the rest of the world down here, man. We're willy-nilly with the rules. You can celebrate on the beach a little bit, then you go watch Canelo. You call him out a little ringside action. I think that's a good way to celebrate 21-0.
That, yeah, we might have to do that, man. You might be a pretty good boxing promoter, man.
I see it. I see it all. I see these things. My co-host, I'll tell him a lot of the times. Sometimes I like press conference fights almost as much as the press conference. I do like the bleep talking. I do like the stirring up. And the promotion that you guys do. So yes, I would like the WWE-ness of Caleb Plant there, you know, calling out Canelo Alvarez and just having the image there. But plus, at least it's a good place to vacation. It's not like you got to go to like Connecticut or something like that.
Yeah. Miami is a great place. I've been there before, and you know, who knows? I'm not sure what the schedule is going to be, but you know, we might be able to make it down there for that, and you know, see what we can get going.
What in particular do you think? Because I saw what Andre Ward said about you this week, and that's one of my favorite analysts in the game, one of my favorite boxers to watch. And he says, as the competition gets better, he thinks you're going to get even better. What do you think when you see this matchup with Canelo Alvarez? What certain types of issues do you think you give him?
You know, well, today probably his two toughest fights being Floyd Mayweather and Ezzerandi Lara. You know, I feel like I possess a lot of those same qualities as far as boxing skill and ring IQ, except, you know, I'm 6'1.5", and, you know, I'm a lot bigger and I'm a lot stronger than those guys. So I have no questions with my boxing ability. And, you know, I've been doing this for a long time at a really high level. And so, you know, I feel like I have every tool necessary to get my hand raised in that fight. And, you know, like Andre said, you know, the bigger the fight, the more that's on the line. You know, that's when real champions step up to the plate in any sport. You know, fourth quarter and the game's on the line, you know, that's when you see the best of the best. And I feel like that's when you see the best Caleb Plant. And so I'm ready for that fight.
Is it one of those things, too, where do you feel like you still have a lot more to show the world? Like, you're just in your prime, man. You know, 28 damn years old, 21 fights. It's a hell of a resume. But, like, do you feel like you still have another level to unveil to everybody else?
Absolutely. You know, with only 21 fights, I still have a lot left to prove in this sport. I'm still motivated. I'm still hungry. And there's still a lot more I want to accomplish. You know, my goal since a kid was to become undisputed. And with there never being an undisputed super middleweight in the history of the sport, you know, for a very long time, I've wanted to be that guy. So I know the Canelo's looking to do the same thing and become undisputed. And, you know, so that means we got some differences we got to settle.
Absolutely. Now, I want to ask you this. I saw there's some rumors that are going on about Ryan Garcia fighting a Manny Pacquiao, which is kind of a wacky crossroads of era fight. Caleb Plant, if you had like a guy out of another era, if you actually had the opportunity to fight him, not Canelo Alvarez, but like somebody maybe from the past, you're like, whoa, I looked up to that guy and I would get a chance to actually test my skill sets of him. And he's still not definitely, man, he's not in his prime, but he's still got some left. I was in the building the night you knocked out, when you might knocked out Lee. It was the first time I got to see you live. And that was a crazy atmosphere. That was when Pacquiao fought Thurman. But which was, by the way, you built a lot of fans down here, just as an aside, because you knock out somebody from Notre Dame, you're going to build a lot of fans in Miami, just so you know that. But yeah, do you have a fantasy? Is there a fight, like, fantasy wise, like you would love to do cross era, maybe a guy in the past that you may not get a chance to, but would have loved the chance to fought?
Yeah, I've been asked that a couple times, and you know, I feel like maybe one of the best answers I can come up with is James Toney. You know, I've been around James and his brother a couple times, and you know, it's always been all love. But you know, James, he talked a lot of mess leading up to fights. You know, I like to do that too. And you know, it's not, you know, I wouldn't say it's kind of like WWE stuff like you said, because when you get close to fight time, you know, that's when the game face comes on, and that's really who he was, and that's really who I am when it boils down to it, and when it comes to, you know, trying to keep what's mine. So you know, I feel like that would have been a great lead up to a fight, maybe a couple of antics and stuff like that. And you know, he was really skilled and one of the best of his era, so you know, I would love to get in there and, you know, put my skills up against his.
You got what level of reaction from David Benavidez's Instagram post? Did that do anything as far as grab your attention? David Benavidez's post on Instagram.
What did it say?
I have it up here. It says, can we make this happen in it's a fake poster of you two. It says, can we make this happen in 2021, or are you going to keep hiding like a little? I'm not going to say that because you're a badass, but he says, let's give the fans what they want to see.
Yeah. I mean, hey, that's a fight that I've wanted for a long while. And, you know, but the thing is I've held up my end of the deal and I've held up my end of the bargain. And since us trying to make that fight happen, he's lost his title to cocaine, and then he got it right back, and then he lost his title on the scale coming in at like 3.8 pounds heavy. You know, and that's not world-class stuff. That's not what world champions do. So my goal and my dream is to become the first undisputed super middleweight. And when he had that WBC belt, you know, with us being under the same roof, that was my first fight that I wanted. That's the first you know, unification fight that I wanted. But with that not being gone now, I'm trying to move on to bigger and better things. And, you know, if I'm not scared of Canelo, I'm not scared of David Benavidez. So with everything that he's accomplished in the sport. And so I'm chasing greatness. I'm chasing something bigger than him. And so I understand that he's begging. You know, I understand that he wants to get back in contention, but he's going to have to wait and sit off to the side like a good little boy while I go and, you know, go on to achieve bigger and better things. And then once I do that, I will gladly circle back around and we can make that fight happen. But, you know, you don't get to keep messing up in life like that and expect you to keep jumping to the front of the line. You know, opportunities like that, like this, to win a world title and to hang on to it, those don't come around very often. And, you know, that's something that every boxer dreams of. And so when you don't hang on to things tight like that, and when you don't take things serious, you know, sometimes that means you got to wait.
Speaking of waiting, with Canelo's, the map that's kind of early on right now, he is going to fight here in Miami on the 27th. The idea is he's going to, you know, he usually fights Cinco de Mayo and then in September on Mexican Independence Day weekend. The thought is he's going to fight Billy Joe Saunders. Those are what the rumors are on Cinco de Mayo. Do you see yourself, if it does take waiting till September, do you see yourself sitting out? Will you want to stay active? What do you think your year is going to look like if the plan is to ultimately get Canelo before the end of 2021?
I'm not sure. You know, I really just got home and really just enjoying my win right now. I trained all through the pandemic and I had a really long camp. And so right now I'm just, you know, enjoying relaxing. Here soon I'll sit down with my team. I feel like I have, you know, the best team in boxing around me. And we'll sit down and we'll map out what the rest of the year looks like. So,
awesome. Are you any interest in Super Bowl Sunday this weekend, Caleb?
I got man, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, man, they're looking dangerous. They got a lot of momentum, but you know, I want Tom Brady to get one without Bill, and that's no disrespect to Bill. I think he's a great coach and you know, accomplished a lot of great things and taught Tom a lot of great things. But you know, it'd be nice to see him get one on his own, and you know, that way he could get away from the stigma of maybe just, you know, being a systematic quarterback with Bill and them. So I got the Bucks.
All right, man. Well, say, listen, think about that trip to Miami, man. Just keep it in your mind. It's going to be nice here at the end of February. Thank you for the time, champ. We really appreciate it. Really great performance and looking forward to bigger things because you and Canelo, that's a hell of a scrap.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Might see you down there in Miami.
I like it. I like it, man. I'll look for you.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.